You're listening to Artbeat Radio, a program by Able Arts Work. Once upon a time, not long ago, in the year 2010, Ruby was driving around snowy Transylvania with his good friend Babette. Babette was happy because she had just bought a beautiful new bracelet from the flea market. This bracelet jingled whenever she moved. Suddenly, Ruby had a bad feeling. She expressed this by saying, "I feel like something is wrong."
I feel warm.
She heard the wind start to blow harder and knew just that something wasn't right. She looked up after a moment and exclaimed, "It's the werewolf!" in a scared voice.
"Oh, Roger."
Just then they heard the werewolf named Jackson mumble, "Ow!" At that moment, his friend Jacob the Bad Dog appeared and said, "Hey!
Hey!"
Ruby and Babette were frightened and started to honk the horn of their car to signal for help. The horn seemed to be doing nothing to save them. They almost lost hope, but suddenly they heard jingling bells. They started soft and slow, far off in the distance, but began to grow louder and faster. Jackson and Jacob turned around toward the noise. Ruby and Babette heard it too and turned around to see Cinderella, the good witch, standing with her four growling monsters.
Oh!
She stood in front of them and was laughing wickedly. Suddenly, a loud crash was heard deep in the snowy forest. Ruby and Babette got out of their car and rushed to Cinderella, the good witch's side. The whole group turned around and saw Taylor lying there in the snow with a group of friends. They had tried to sled down the snowy hill and hit a bump. This caused the sled to go off course and crash into a nearby tree. Taylor said, "Whoa! Ooh!" surprising everybody, for they thought she was going to make a scary noise. This makes everybody laugh and become happy. Jacob thought that Taylor might be hungry, so he throws an apple toward her. Cinderella was surprised by the interaction and began to laugh once more. All three groups came together in the middle of the snowy forest and somehow came to the conclusion that they will be enemies for life. Suddenly, Martha appears and says, "Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!"
She's holding a pumpkin in her hand. Aaron comes wearing a scary mask, and the group hears a skeleton walking with her. Eric, the skeleton, has his squeaky shoes on. Spooky translucent figures start to float toward the group of enemies, looking scary and saying, "Boo!
Boo!
Boo!
Boo!"
The figures see that everybody is mad at each other and find that the source of all the evil is coming from the cursed beads that Babette was wearing in the car. Everybody laughs and decides to become friends for life instead.
Ha ha.
The end. We hope you've enjoyed this installment of Heartbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartswork.org. Thank you for listening and tune in next time.